from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. As President Trump cracks down on immigrants in the U.S. illegally, some families wonder if it's safe to send their kids to school. Among the measures announced by the Trump administration on Tuesday is allowing federal immigration agents to make arrests at school, churches, and hospitals, which ends a decades-old policy of not. New Jersey is leading a multi-state challenge against President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship, or at least restrict it. State Attorney General Matt Plaatkin says it is an assault on the text of the U.S. Constitution in the 14th Amendment.
It's an attack on the very fabric of this nation, this diverse nation, a nation of immigrants. It's an attack on states like New Jersey, home to Ellis Island, in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty.
14th Amendment, ratified after the Civil War, grants citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, providing equal protection under the law. Trump did not release a report on those mysterious drones that were popping up over New Jersey for months, but he told reporters he has ordered his chief of staff to immediately look into it. Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is from New Jersey. She's now been tasked with putting that report together for the president, but there's no timetable on a release. In his final year as governor, Phil Murphy is putting early education at the top of his priority list, visiting an elementary school Tuesday, underscoring a commitment to getting more kids enrolled in free programs.
Governor Murphy says one major step ahead is ensuring that every school district in New Jersey offers free full-day kindergarten. The vast majority already do.
But there are still some districts that are falling short.
Murphy adds this year his administration will move forward with the goal of making free universal pre-K a reality in the Garden State.
This is not just an educational investment, which it is. It is an economic investment as well, because we will save every parent money by offering them a free, safe, and enriching environment to lead their child during the workday.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Ooh, it is cold out there. Temperatures across New Jersey range from the negatives to the northwest to the teens to the southeast. We have a blanket of clouds along the coast this morning, but overall sunshine wins out by this afternoon at the latest. We stay very cold today. Highs only reach the upper teens to around 20, similar to yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and cold temperatures, lows around 10. Little bit better, a little bit warmer tomorrow. Sun and clouds, upper 20s. Better still on Friday, lower 30s with plenty of sunshine. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Rockaway is 1. Franklin is 1. Beach Haven, 14. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone and customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.